Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanere Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
People need the Lord. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Yes. I want to bless the name of the Lord.
It's a privilege to worship you. Thank you, Lord, that you've gathered us here tonight in your beautiful presence. There's no place like your presence. We thank you for the sweetness of the aroma of the atmosphere. We smell you. We feel it. We feel it. We know you are here. And we say that tonight, give us a proof that we have been with you. Let the world see proofs of our encounter with you tonight. Give us something to show the world that we've come into your presence. We will never be the same again. We thank you. We bless you. We are grateful to you. In Jesus' name. Clap your hands for Jesus. Your hand clap is not. And turn to your neighbor and tell the person you are welcome to church. You are welcome to church. And you may please be seated in God's presence. Tonight I want to thank the Lord for the opportunity to be in his house, to be here with you. Last week at this time, I was in Singapore. And something happened to me there. And that is why I actually want to even preach what I want to preach tonight. I want to thank the Lord for the experiences, even for the blessing of having a father that you can fellowship with in distant places. Let's appreciate Bishop Dagwood Mills, our prophet, for the thousand things he does to keep us not only around God, but also around the church, serving God. The blessings, the experiences. And every good thing that comes into our lives. We are going to grow a little and learn that church is a very important place. And I pray that you will not be a fatherless Christian. I pray that you will be a believer who is under a covering. And may no devil be able to snatch you away from that covering. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. And you may be seated. Tonight I want to share a very special message with you, and I don't think I will be able to finish it because we need to close at a point. And if I don't, next week, God willing, I'll continue. The subject I want us to look at tonight is a very important subject, and the name of the subject is waiting on the Lord. Waiting on the Lord. Waiting on the Lord. You see scriptures in the Bible that admonish us to wait on the Lord. Sometimes you don't see it saying wait on the Lord, but it says wait for the Lord. but they mean the same thing. In fact, if you look in the dictionary, the phrase waiting on actually also means waiting for. Now, I consider this subject very important because any Christian who does not wait on the Lord or wait for the Lord will not be able to be a Christian. You see, the Christian life is not attending church only. It's a life. It's a 24 hours a day, 7 days a week life. 365 days a year life. If it's a leap year, 366 days. That is very different from coming to spend 1.5 hours in church. So this, what you've done this evening, is a very, very, very small contribution to your Christian life. Now, one of the things I've come to experience is that because we don't wait, you see, in Psalm 27, verse 14, we are admonished. A Christian, a child of God, must wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thee. So when you wait on the Lord, you are strengthened. It's there. He shall strengthen thine heart. Then he ends by saying, wait, I say, on the Lord. In one verse, this phrase appears twice. Waiting on the Lord is very important. And one of the things you get, there are many things you get when you wait on the Lord. One of them is strength. You become strong. He said, wait on the Lord, and he shall strengthen thee. The strength to live your life as a Christian comes from waiting on the Lord. This reminds us of Isaiah's prophetic declaration in chapter 40, verse 31. Isaiah 40, 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. So you see that it flashes seamlessly with Psalm 27, verse 14. But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. We need runners in the church. People who act with speed, run. Many of us in the spirit are just walking, and the right English word is sauntering. Sorry for disturbing your ears. Some of us are limping. But in the Christian life, yes, you walk. Colossians 2 says, when you receive Jesus, you walk in him. But there's also a running. Because many of you have wasted your time already. So running means that get things done fast. But let's put all these trappings on hold for now and concentrate on the fact that when you wait upon the Lord, you receive strength. Strength. And you see that we are not strong. We are not strong. Few of us are strong. David the other day said, he delivered me from my enemies because they were too strong for me. Your enemy is stronger than you. Satan is far, far, far. There is nothing in you that can resist Satan. If he says he's coming for you, you can't, because he is strong. But what happens is that we are weak. So anything that comes against us overtakes us. It's like having HIV. The big thing about HIV is that it destroys your resistance to sicknesses. We call it immunity. So you are not strong. Normal viruses as we are sitting here, in our throat, in our mouth, in our chest, whatever, they are germs. They will live with us for 100 years and never be able to bring us down. But when you lose your resistance and your strength, these very germs that are in your body now overwhelm you and they kill you. And in the spirit, many of us are not strong. Church members are not strong enough to follow their pastor's guidance, to follow God's leading. You are not strong enough to obey God. Leaders themselves are not strong enough to lead. Leaders are weak. Followers are weak. Everybody is weak. Weak. And why shouldn't you be weak? Even when you have prayed all night and you step out of your house, the very first thing you meet will remove some strength from you. The girl on the billboard, the girl walking in front of you, the handsome man passing by you, his perfume alone can remove 20% of your strength. The man who is forcing money on you to try and sleep with you. When you see the money, not collecting it all, just looking at the money alone takes 40% of your energy. So by the time you go to work or you go to school and you come back, I mean, some of you go to school and you fall in love with your French teacher. Monsieur. So by the time we close and we come home by 6:30 in the evening, if you were a strong believer who went to school, by the time you are back home, your spiritual, not physical strength there, we are very strong. We are very strong. Macho boys. Macho girls. By the time we come back home, we are weak spiritually. Life as we live it is taking away our strength, our resistance to sin. The energy, you see, to obey, to even obey God, you need strength. There's nothing you do in the kingdom without strength. To pray, you need strength. To read your Bible, you need strength. To go and preach, you need strength. Not from eating kenke and bread, but strength from the Spirit. So you see, we go on and on and on, and because this lifestyle, see, waiting on God, it's a lifestyle. Any Christian, any pastor sitting in front of me who does, and I'm going to explain what it means to wait on God. In just 2 minutes. Any pastor, you see, pastors are weak. Weak. What is left of us is just the titles and the canary yellow we wear. There's nothing much to us. As I'm preaching, I can see people on their phones. If you even to focus on the word of God that is coming, you can't focus. Your mind is on something. It's like either somebody is calling you, or it's like you can't concentrate because you are weak. Because you see, the phone is stronger than the English word is your resolve. Your resolve to follow God. If we are 1,000 here, 700 of you here cannot come to church if a bus doesn't bring you. You are weak. 800, if not 900. You are weak. And you cannot get up and go to church on your own. Somebody has to find money, pay for a bus, put you on it. And you come to church, sitting there, unconcerned, because you are overwhelmed with candidiasis. Most of us are spiritual HIV patients with pneumocystis, pneumonitis. Infections, that things that normally your foot is under, on top of, is under your foot. Things that normally you are crashing under your foot. Today, it has overwhelmed you. No energy to obey God. You live in Dodowa, you can walk from Dodowa to Accra Sports Stadium. Yes. I've seen it with my eyes before. I've seen it. I was walking around IPS. I saw people, a lot of people walking down the Trinity Road many, many years ago. And I asked somebody, who are these? Oh, they are from the stadium. They are going to Medina. They're from the stadium. From the stadium. And I'm sure if we can get to Medina, because people walk from Medina to OEB. If there's no car, they walk. So you can walk from Dodowa to Accra Sports Stadium. If it is Al Hilal versus Kotoko. Al Hilal. If it's football, you have energy. But if it is God, a bus must pick you. You can't walk. The bus must be at your doorstep. And the shepherd must bring you bread or buffaloes. You are an HIV patient. You are a spiritual HIV patient. And the reason is not because you are a bad person. The reason is that you don't wait on the Lord. So when we say wait on the Lord, it means many things. One of the meanings of waiting on the Lord is, I'm waiting on God. It means I'm expecting something from God. I'm waiting on God. There's a problem. Some things are going on in my life, but I'm waiting on God. I'm eating, I'm going to work, I'm watching television, but I'm waiting on God. certain things I could have done, I won't do them. I'm waiting for God to act. It's one of the meanings of waiting on God. Just expecting God. Expecting something from God. Another meaning is, another meaning of waiting on God. Somebody says, I'm waiting on God. It means I'm not afraid. I'm not worrying. Yes, that's the second meaning. I'm not worrying. Once you are worrying about something, you've stopped waiting on God. Many of them, there are many, many meanings. Another meaning is, I'm not afraid. When fear enters you, you are unable to wait on God. By being afraid, it means you are not waiting on God. By being afraid. Your auntie has died of cancer. So you are waiting for your breast also to have some lump. So you are living with fear. It means that you are not waiting on God. And by having the fear, your strength is drained away. I don't want to take you into many meanings. But one of the meanings of waiting on God is to stop. To stop your normal activities and focus on God. Now, that, when we say waiting on God, generally speaking, in the church, charismatic, Pentecostal, Christian, in fact, we say, I am going to wait on God. I'm going on waiting. I'm going on waiting. I'm going on waiting. That is this third one. Most of the time when you say, I'm waiting on God, doesn't mean that I'm not afraid or I'm, in fact, you are going with worry. Yes. Now, whatever the meaning is, they that wait upon the Lord shall have energy to do the normal things a Christian must do, including being able to go to church yourself. Those who wait on God shall have the energy to do the things they ought to do. And if you are here and you don't have that ability to wait on God, Satan will take advantage of you. He will take over your life because he is strong. In fact, his strength is compared to the strength of a lion. He's very strong. Every Christian must learn to stop. Are you a student? Learn to stop. Put away books. Put away geography. That is what makes the difference between you and an unbeliever who is also studying geography just like you. Your ability to put away your geography books, put away your French books, put away even going to school. Yes! And spending one day, spending 2 days, you stopped your normal, on a normal day, we are cooking, we are going to the market, we are going to the shop, and all these things we do in life, sitting in the classroom, studying math, they drain our spiritual energy. So when you are a believer, and you go on and on and on and on and on, you attend rehearsals. You are singing in the church, rehearsals, 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 and there's no stopping of rehearsals to concentrate on God. You will lose energy for God. That dancing. You are a Basenta leader, Basenta meeting, Basen. We are going for outreach. Where do you think the energy for the outreach will come from? It will come from waiting on the Lord. So when you don't stop to spend time with God, no wonder you can't even do any outreach. Most of what we say is soul winning, is inviting people to church for the pastor to preach to them. You have HIV. You are an AIDS patient. No strength. Pastors can't do much. Pastors can't do much. Reverends can't do much. Can't do much. Not because you are a bad person. Don't misunderstand me. No strength. You're not a bad person. So, are you committing adultery? You are a smoker, not so. You are into drinking. You are a thief. No. You are into betting. You are into betting, not so. Yes. But you can't do much. A pastor, even waking up to pray, flow prayer, waking up, a pastor cannot. There's no strength to wake up. There's no strength to wake up. Another thing that happens to you when you wait on God, which is a very big thing. Is that when you wait on God, Proverbs 8:34, New Living Translation. Proverbs 8:34. Two things that make you wait, that you get when you wait on God. Joyful are those who listen to me, watching for me daily at my gates, waiting for me outside my home. So waiting on God is not done in the church. You wait for God outside the church. And you use the energy to come into the church to serve God and to do His will. Joyful. The next thing you get when you wait on God is you get joy. Joy. Anybody, anyone, any Christian who doesn't wait on God will not have joy. He will have the type of faces you have. He will have the type of faces you have. Emotionless, therefore you are motionless. You should be here to see when we are having worship. As the choristers, the worship team are there jumping up and down. They don't even know what is going on. He's just looking at his time. What's wasting my time? Let's finish up. I've got important things to do. By the way, what is this? No joy. There's no joy. There's no joy. There's no joy. There is nothing like walking with God without joy. It is joy that gives you the strength. Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10. It says, the joy of the Lord is my strength.
That is my strength.
That's my strength.
Wow.
That's my strength. And it's interesting that both virtues are obtained by waiting on God. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. Weak shepherds, weak pastors, weak bishops, weak reverends, weak lady pastors, weak members, weak converts, your friend is saying, choristers, weak dancing stars. You should see the strength they are using. Even these dancing stars we have, they are 22, 19, 23, 18, 17, 16, whatever. They dance like 60-year-olds. Yeah, because, you see, I will come to that point. Even their spiritual strength translates into physical energy. So even though we are not talking about physical energy, you get physical strength to visit, to serve God from spiritual strength. That's how Samson could carry the gate of a city. Physically, he could use the jawbone of an ass to smooth that, to kill people. Hundreds. David was told to go and bring 100 foreskins to get a wife.
Bride price,
100 foreskins that cut 100 penises. To even get the man to sit down, for you to remove his foreskin. He went and he brought 200. Yes, he brought 200. Doing more. You can't do more. Tonight, I am demystifying the mystery of the inertia, the inability. You can't do much. You can't do much.
Thank you.
Last week, same time, well, maybe not time as in time, maybe time, around this time, I was in a fat mega church in Singapore. So Saturday. And the service was to start at 5 p.m. 5 p.m. Not the time. 5. Can you believe it? It started at Kalai 5. 30 minutes to the 5 p.m. Singapore. Not Sasabi. Singapore. 30 minutes to the time. The hall of about 10,000 chairs had about 7,000 people. Before 5 p.m. 30 minutes before the time. I sat there myself. We arrived there early. People were there. Instrumentalists, keyboardists, they were all there. The announcements were rolling. The service started 5 p.m. The keyboard was rolling. You are coming to church 1 hour after. And when you come, you can't even concentrate. You're on your phone. Weak. 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 Can you imagine the day? Oh, I forgot to tell you. His present service. From next week, I've already informed Bishop Kobe, so I might as well inform you. This service starts at 6:30.
Beautiful.
You can come. You don't want to come. Come on, Sunday.
6:30.
I've already had a meeting with him. 7:30. If there's a singer, like my singer who sang today, she'll be singing around 7:20. 7:20.
Beautiful.
By 7:26, Bishop Kobe is approaching the stage to introduce me. If he's the one preaching, I'm approaching the stage to introduce him.
Come on.
Oh, yes. 7:30, we are preaching. 8:30, the services. The message is over. Latest, that we have chaired par 9 p.m. Wow. We are closed. We are going home. You will not lead me. I will lead you.
Beautiful.
I've told him. Where is he? I told him. I said, if there's one person here at 7:30, you should preach. I'm preaching. Because there must be a very big difference between this Christian who comes to church 30 minutes before the time and you who will saunter in 1 hour after the time. There must be a difference. The Bible says, I love them that love me, and they that seek me early. So God checks the time you come to church early. Read your Bible. So most of you, I can tell you, you've got nothing. You are hearing the message, it's blessing you. But spiritually, you are living here with nothing. I'm telling you. You see, you stood up. You are clapping. But spiritually, nothing will come to you. Because there's no God in your attitude towards the church. If it's American Embassy, you'll be there 4 hours before the time. And God says that I will not give myself to people who don't respect me. The truth is that you don't respect God. That's the truth. Bottom line, it may be painful. We shouldn't say such things. It's too extreme. But the truth is that you really don't respect him. If it was Al-Hilal versus Bofuakwatano, and they were kickoff was at, what time is kickoff? Football. 3 o'clock. 4 p.m. They go at 10 a.m. You are sitting at the stadium at 10 a.m.
In the sun.
For an event that starts at 4 p.m., you go there at 10 a.m. because that is what is in your heart. You have no respect for God. And you will pay heavily for it, because you will grow up soon to discover that except the Lord builds your life, you are going to school in vain. So next week, you can come at 10 p.m. You can come at 7 p.m. You can come at 9 p.m. We are preaching. It's sad. It's sad that Christians can have a zip, but it is only here that such nonsense goes on. There's a place. This thing is not known. This type of Christian life is not known. They don't understand how. The church service, it starts at 5. We are there at 4:30. So the attitude you have for soccer, they have it for God. No wonder God is blessing them. And no wonder you have nothing to show that you are, even God even knows you. Perhaps he doesn't even know you. Because he said, I never knew you. All that is left of you is just titles. Yeah. There's no significant contribution you have made to the service that you are standing with your big stomach. There's no significant contribution. When your stomach was flat, when your stomach has become big, the next time it becomes flat, there is not, you have, your contribution is infinitesimal. Incapable. Why? Because you are a prostitute. You drink, not so. You are a bad woman, not so. No. You don't wait on God.
This is Bishop Edwin Ogo preaching. Stay tuned.
Get ready! It's that time of the year, and the Art of Shepherding Conference is here again with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo from the 21st to the 23rd of February 2024. Jesus said in John 10 that I am the Good Shepherd. Good shepherding is the key to a ministry that is flourishing and ever increasing. If you are a pastor or a church worker, then this is your opportunity to step into the realms of magnificent church growth by acquiring the skills of a shepherd. Shepherd. The Art of Shepherding Conference is happening from the 21st to the 23rd of February 2024 at the Makanere Church International, Otinibi Hills, near Oibi. Guest minister will be Bishop Ni Ajedu Amar of the Kodesh Family Church. Morning sessions are at 8 a.m. and evening sessions at 4 p.m. Your church and ministry will experience an unbelievable change. Contact us on 059-862-5036 for details.
Joy, I met a brother this evening on my way to church. I know him. You know, I know him. I know him, that's all. But this is when I saw him. He was very buoyant. Very excited. So it looked a bit strange to me. He pulled his phone. Said, I want to tell you something. I said, talk, baby. Talk. He began to share some scriptures. I mean, super revelations about the presence of God. You know what? He just came from waiting on God. Yesterday, the whole day, and today, he was at Mampong. He just came, and I met him. The joy was visible, palpable. I said, your face, it betrays your destiny. You have no time for God. God is a useless person, as far as you are concerned. Useless. You have time for important things. Not nonsense God. Nonsense God. God is nonsense to you. Wow. And the lack of joy. So if you wait on God, you have strength. You have joy. And these two elements, you don't need money. If you have strength and joy, you will have money. Oh. Oh, yes. Money, joy, and strength will bring you money in God. You see us. We are doing things. We are singing. One playing the keyboard. It's as if he's at a funeral. It's like there's nothing. You don't see excitement. Excitement. The video man is not excited. The one projecting scriptures is in a period. So she can't have joy. The one doing switching is broke. So she can't smile. And when you address, when you interrogate it superficially, you may think it's because she's in her period. You may think because she's pregnant. You may think because she has no money. But it's not. The answer is that they don't wait on God. So the things we do for God, you see that we are doing them. You see, and God is smart. God is smart. He's very intelligent. Clap your hands for God and for Jesus. I'll tell you why he's smart. I'll tell you why you can never be more intelligent than God. I'll tell you why you can't just do anything and say, oh, I'm preaching. Am I not preaching? Because so I'm doing video, I'm singing, I'm dancing. No. So to prove to you he's smart, he calls you the salt of the earth. Once he calls you the salt of the earth, do you know what? It means that it's not just about what you are doing, but what you are doing should be enough to make a difference. Enough. You can have salt in the stew, But you can't taste it. The women are here. They are the ones who cook. You can make a pot of soup. There's salt in it, but you can't taste it. Salt, for salt to be salt, it must be tasted in the food. So for your things to become real, we must feel the impact. So it's not just by doing outreach or bussing or doing video or singing. What impact? What impact? That is it enough to make a difference? Because many of you will say, if you can show us pictures of your outreach, pictures of your bassin, pictures of your video work, pictures of your keyboard you are playing, videos I'm doing, but you see that still the atmosphere is dry. You are here in the church. Can you imagine the worship leader leading worship and everybody is singing? But the truth is that the first time you are hearing the song is in the church. The bus center meeting, the fellowship meeting, the constituency service ought to have been a place for us to rehearse. There is no sensible event in this world they don't rehearse. Nothing. The concerts, the world's concerts that packs the stadia, the worldly musicians, the Michael Jacksons, the Taylor Swifts, the Rihannas, the Beyoncés. You see her dancing like that. She has done that. She has done it 100 times in one day. As you have come and you have rehearsed the song only once. So you are doing it, but it's not enough to even cause us to be interested in what is going on the stage. Because there's no strength. Once there is strength for something, you do it until there's an impact. I want to continue next week. But I will give you two things to do to wait on God. The first, I've already told you. If you want to wait on God, learn to stop. Learn to what?
Stop.
Stop it. Stop going to work. People take leave to go for funerals. Girls take leave to commit abortion. Stop! Students cut classes to steal. I went somewhere today, and for the first time in about 5-6 years, for the first time, I saw sugarcane. I mean, live sugarcane. Not the ones they have cut into rubber. I've not seen one in a very, very long time. Today, I saw the sugarcane in an area. Nice, Archbishop Kobe. Nice sugarcane. And I told him that the boys in this area are good boys.
For you to see.
When we were young, you can't have sugarcane like that. No, 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 no. No, no, no. By morning, the owners have come for the sugar cane. We cut classes to steal potatoes. We cut classes to steal cassava. We somebody's farm, we go with sacks. When there's maths going on, quantitative, verbal, we take sacks and we go and collect cassava. And we harvest it and go and sell cassava that we have not planted. I'm saying that students know how to cut classes for nonsense. You should be able to cut a class and go to Mampon and pray and say, I'm going to wait on God. I'm stopping.
Preach.
Because without God, even I wish that you will not get 80%. Because if you get 80%, it means that you are going for top jobs. And the evil in you will end you up in jail. Learn to stop. Are you a student or you work? You work where? Where do you work? Where in English? Where? A company. And you go to work every day, not so? Were you there today? All weekends are free. You went to work today, yes. Learn to take leave. Not to go for a funeral at a semakase. Are you a Christian, sir? Are you a Christian? Do you love God? Are you strong as you are sitting here? Are you a strong Christian? Yes. You can't answer it. When was the last time you took leave? You took a leave. 2 weeks and 1 week. You spent money to pay for a room in Mampon. You are there, you and God. I'm waiting on God. JHS students cut classes to have sex with boys in uncompleted buildings. Even in the classroom. This is a nurse, he goes for school visits. You see, girls, she told me, she goes and see, girls are fighting over the math teacher. Am I lying? Girls, they are fighting in the school. Please say it, they think I'm lying.
Yes, it's true.
What happens?
Okay, so two students fighting over a tutor because he normally goes towards one particular girl.
And this is the university, you know, so Legon.
JHS Dodowa.
JHS Dodowa. Stop shouting. Tonight I came to tell you, you are going to make time for God because you are weak. You are weak. You are weak. Even the strength to give an offering. You spend money. You are betting tomorrow. Are you not going to bet tomorrow? Don't look back. You, are you not going to bet tomorrow? But you are in the church to give an offering. The Momo number is on the screen. You can't give it. There's strength to take money. You can't. You are weak. And you will pay a high price for it. Because you will learn that it's not a small thing for you to be sitting in church. Whatever was organized for you to be sitting in church on a Saturday evening means that God has a specific interest in you. You are on his mind. He wants to do something great with your life. Hey. There's nothing, this type of attending church, busing to church and so on. It's 1%. Yeah. Don't think that your Christian life can survive on church attendance. It survives on time you spend with God. And the first thing to be somebody who waits on God is have respect for the behavior of stopping things you are doing. Yes. Stop going to work for 2 days. Stop! Tell your husband, we can't have sex for 3 days. I'm going to Mampon. And don't follow me there with your erections.
Stop it.
Anybody who cannot stop cannot continue in God. If you don't know how to stop to spend time with God, many of you, you see, and when you say waiting for, it means that like Moses told God in Exodus 33. Say, if your presence doesn't go with us, I think verse 15, he said, we'll not go. It means that I'll stay here till your presence comes. Many of you have moved 2 kilometers ahead of God's presence. Yes, you're on your own. You've moved. You are long gone, far gone. And nobody is allowed to make a move. Even when Jesus told the disciples to go into the world and preach the gospel, when they got up to go, he said, tarry ye here until ye be endued with power. Don't go and preach. Don't go and preach. I said you should go. And I'm saying that don't go and preach. Don't go until, sit here and wait. Number two, and I end with this. Have a place. Teaching. Have a place. That's all. Today, that's all we are doing. Teaching. If you don't learn, and when I say stop, I'm not talking about Bank of Ghana stopping or what's the name of your company, sir? Montecito. Simbiza brand. Yeah. No. I'm also talking about being a pastor of a church. Preaching. Basenta. Singing. You sang. You should learn to stop singing and spend time. Preach. The activities are too. And the activities are barren activities. Bogus activities. Basenta leader, you can't even preach. You can't even share from a scripture for 10 minutes. Because you've not spent time with God alone. For him to even give you a revelation on a scripture. How to even have a revelation. So I end with number two. Have a place. Have a place. In Exodus 25. Verse 1. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, verse 2. Tell the children to bring an offering. Keep rolling, verse 3. And the offerings they should bring, I'm ending now, should be offerings of gold and silver. These are offerings. These are just offerings. Gold, silver. Blue, purple, scarlet, fine linen, goat's hair, go on. Ram's skins dyed red. Badger's skin. Oil for the light. Spices for the anointing oil. So tell the people. So a church will always live on offerings. We can never have gold till you bring gold. Or badger skin. If there will ever be silver in the church, it will be because you brought silver. The church will never be built on businesses. The church will be built on the free will givings of the people who benefit from that church. Onyx stones. These ones for the dressing, the coat of the pastor. Stones. Then, it changes. Now, let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. According to all that I showed thee. Now we have finished with offerings, bring this. Now, let's build a sanctuary. And the pattern, how to build it. Verse 10. Now, watch this. I'm ending. They shall make an ark. The sanctuary, they make an ark of shittim wood. 2 cubits length thereof. 11. And overlay it with pure gold. Note it. You can make a crown of gold round about it. Verse 12. 4 rings of gold, corners, rings, 13. Staves of shittim wood. So, and overlaid them with gold. So you will notice that, okay, You shall put the staves in it. 15. The staves shall be in rings. 16. They shall put into the ark the testimony which I shall give thee. That's the word of God, the testimony. Then you make the mercy seat also out of pure gold. 2 cubits and breadth. 18. You shall make 2 cherubims of gold. Angels whose wings are like the 2 of them over the mercy seat. 1 cherub on one side, one end, another cherub on the other end. 20. They shall stretch their wings. 21. And put the mercy seat above the ark. 22. That's where we end. And there is a place called there. Every Christian must have a place called there. When God comes into your life, he gives you 2 places, a here and a there. Every Christian ought to have 2 places. 1 place called here, the house God gave you. Where you stay, you cook, you drink, you bath, you're here. God gives. And you must also have a place called there. And this brother I met this evening was teaching me that Moses' tabernacle was at a certain place, far removed from the congregation. That to meet God, you need to move away from the congregation to a far place, isolated, and there. And the name of the place, he read it in the Bible, the name of the place is Meeting God. Meeting God. You can't walk with God without meeting God. And there, I will meet with thee. And I will commune with thee from above the mercy seat. From between the 2 cherubims which are upon the ark of the testimony, of all things which I will give thee in commandment unto the children of Israel. Can I have the New Living Translation as I end? I will meet with you there and talk to you from above the atonement cover between the gold cherubim that hover over the ark of the covenant. From there, I'll give you my commands. From there. So if you don't have a place called there, you will not get commandments from God. What do you do in your life? Who has told you to do what you are doing? Who has commanded you? You don't wait on God. You say you found a beloved. You get a beloved when God speaks to you, not here, but there. All those who don't wait on God, they don't hear God. Many of you don't hear the voice of God. Excuse me, Taflache. God forbid. I'm sorry. I shouldn't use this example, but forgive me. It's not a good example, but I want to use it. Forgive me. You are like a deaf and dumb. And a blind person. Sorry for my examples. Because you will know how painful it is till you. Your son is deaf and dumb. Then you don't talk like that by heart. That's why I said Taflache. When was the last time God spoke to you about your education? Are you not married? When was the last time God spoke to you about your marriage? When was the last time God spoke to you about your child? Last week, a Basenta leader went to wait on God from First Love. He said while he was waiting on God, the Lord spoke to him to give him 1,000 members this year. No, a pastor who oversees a number of Basentas. It's a gospel to him. So people are walking about with a vision. And that's why they are not perishing. You don't have a vision. And where there's no vision, the people perish. And the vision for your life, you don't get it from a church service. The price is the same. You pay. Now, this is it. This is it. If you will listen to me, this is where we end. The place called there is a very special place. You will notice that they brought offerings. Many things. Sitting wood, badger skin, gold, silver, plenty things, oil. But when it came to the place for the meeting, you see that only two things. The wood, it's just wood. And they use a specific type of wood called what? Oh, you're not interested. What's the name of the wood that was used? Shittim wood. Shittim wood. And then it was overlaid with gold. Essentially, those are the two things. And there's a meaning. There's a meaning. The place where you meet God, you cannot use just anything to build it. You have to use Shittim wood. Which is difficult to understand because you don't know it's Shittim wood. And then gold. But if you look at the New Living Translation, you will see that Shittim wood is actually acacia. Have the people make an ark of acacia wood. Now, the reason for the acacia wood is what I'm telling you before I drop the microphone. Acacia wood was a special type of wood. Not the spice, the wood. It was the only wood among the things that had thorns. So I actually googled acacia tree, and the only thing I saw were thorns. To wait on God, the thorns mean painful sacrifices. If you don't sacrifice something, you can't spend time with God. The pain of thorns. That make you bleed. Of the order of what was used on Jesus Christ. Kaduna Mahadaba. Acacia wood. That's the wood that is used. Anybody who doesn't pay a price. You've seen it. Thorns. You've seen it. That's it there. Right there. She can, if she's working well, you'll find it. That's the wood. It has thorns on it. You cannot meet God at your convenience. Anybody who meets God, the place where you meet God is a special place where you've paid a price. Painful. It means that those 2 days, you will not get a salary. Remove it from there. Be sensible as you are working. Do we see tones here? The 2 days you are going to spend, the 3 days, it means you won't get a salary if you work by day. Meanwhile, you are even going to use your money to pay for the room. So you are not only spending money, but you won't even get any money from it. I was talking to a brother who lives in, where is he? He's in France. 4 days ago, he told me, he's bringing his shepherds, a pastor from France. He's bringing all of them to Mampong. from France to come and wait on God. They are buying plane tickets from the airport straight to my home. Last week, while we were in Singapore, there was another pastor from Zimbabwe, a white man. He brought his pastors and leaders to Mapo. Is it Zimbabwe? I forget the country. Yeah, this is Acacia. The tongues alone. This is the material you use to make the place where you meet God. This is the material. The wood you get is from this tree. To even cut the tree, you must bleed. Some small prickings and something. Yeah. To wait on God, to meet God, you got to pay. You pay a price. You cut off something. You sacrifice something to spend time with God. Anybody who has not paid that price, you are a leader of a choir. You are a leader of a bus center. You are a pastor. You are a lady pastor. You want to have your salary and also have God. You can't have both. You want to have time with your children and also have God. You have to choose between your children and God. I'm preaching, baby. I said, you want to have your first class and also have God. You got to choose. You want God to give you his commandments, to speak to you, to strengthen you, and you want to get all the contracts. You are everywhere. Koferidia, Dodowa, Somenya, Tamale, Bunkurugu. You are doing business. You are connecting the cables, and you still expect to have God. No. Those who meet God, the place you will meet him is a place made of sacrifices, painful thorns. And of course, clap your hands for God. When you finish, then you overlay with gold. Next week, I'm going to show you what to put in that place where you meet God. That there are some items that must be in the room. Makatasaba. You overlay it with gold. Yeah. You pay. You use expensive things. Expensive things. Now, this time I'm spending here, the things I'm using, I've spent money. It's not some cheap things I'm spending with God. You see, it's very important for you to know that God will never give himself fully to people who have given only part of themselves to him. The degree you've given yourself is a degree he will give himself. Overlay it with pure gold and run a gold molding around the edge. These are basically these two things: shittim wood and gold. Expensive. Expensive. Prostitutes are spending money on lingerie and panties and cleo string. You, a believer, you can't spend money on a Bible. Money on internet to download messages. You lost God long ago. Sakawa boys are spending money on the fastest computers. High speed. Bam, 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 bam. By the time he finishes talking to you, he has taken the money. Not this type of mainframe computers which take 2 days to fast. Everybody is investing in his trade. The only people who don't want to spend on God are the Christians. No wonder you cannot meet God. No wonder you don't have strength. Because the place you will meet God, physically, it may be a room with a bono mattress, but spiritually, it must be acacia wood. with gold, expensive price you've paid to spend an expensive period of time with God, to receive joy, to receive strength, and to receive His commandments. Rise to your feet and let's go home. Play, baby. You are standing in the church. Even you don't know the song he's playing. You don't know any song. But you know Shatawale songs. You know Stone Boy's music. You think God is a fool? You are the fool. He ain't no fool, baby. You will spend time. That's why it is gold. Yeah. Quality time to learn songs. Quality time to read the Bible. Quality. It's expensive. The time I'm spending here is expensive. That's why you overlay the acacia sitting wood with gold. Inside and outside. Lift your hands. Lift your hands and pray. Because you don't know the song. My hand goes. Kadia dosa bahaka. Ah. May you not acquire spiritual pneumocystis carina infections, spiritual candidiasis. Something that must be under your foot is now over your head. The enemy you should have conquered has conquered you because you don't spend time with God. You think you can use wawa board and brass? No, shitting wood and pure gold. Mahanoba sida bahaga, ani kobosata baha, katamo sipeha tukaba. Lamandina mosani maya daba. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. Unless you build, we build in vain. Unless you watch over us, Lord, give us joy. Lord, give us strength. Lord, cause us to hear your voice. Speak to us, Lord. Give us the joy of our salvation. Manusipa antwali posati akahada bosonda mahande kontani masumba katwanu stibiha kantani kokaba isana 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 manusa bahata kabayande. Imoske Bramosata Inana Masuni Mahata Konde Konde Mahada Ikatamose Ikatamose Matuande Hada Inana Masata Imanoma Sundalaba. We are happy we have you.
You are my heart.
We are happy we have you. Thank you for choosing me. Matalaba Sata. Shobri mikata
with songs of
Manuna. They that wait upon the Lord. Wait, I say wait on the Lord. And he shall strengthen thy heart.
I will trust in
you. Ino sabahada. Inano sini mahokata. Samatuska. 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 Manta mahata baswapa itondi kebahuta inanimo sante nima katuna mayada yatababa. We love you. We don't care about those who don't love you. We love you. We love you. We don't care at all. As far as we know what you've been to us, we like you. Makata, we will come. We will never make the meeting place with wawa bot and shedia tree or odu. We use acacia. Nuka, nukaka, yakataba. We'll bleed a little as we are making it. Yeah, we'll bleed some scratches, some pain here and there. And when we finish with the bloody structure, we overlay it with pure gold, because you mean a lot. We'll not bring you cheap things. We'll not bring you cheap things. We'll spend quality time with you. Lift your hands, everybody, and then begin to thank God. Thank Him. Thank Him. Lift your hands. Lift your hands, everyone. Everyone. Everybody, thank Him. That you are in church. The room may be air conditioned, but spiritually it has acacia. Yeah. The softest mono mattress, but I've used acacia to build it. It's not a cheap something. I have bled to come and spend these 2 days. I could have done some contracts. Makata baba, ketu ketuka, katuma sakataba, yakuma yekotia mandusi kopatiaga. Stunimaha, Shope, Katwa, they that wait upon the Lord. It's made of acacia wood, overlaid with gold. Mahatagaba. Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. We say today, let your will be done. Thank you. Every eye closed and every head bowed. You are here, you are not born again. You want to say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus today. I think I've been coming to church, but I've understood something today. I don't think I'm born again. I really want to establish my relationship with Jesus. You are here, you want to say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus. As every head is bowed, lift your hand if you want me to pray for you. Yes, Pastor, I want Jesus. Lift it high above your head. I see your hand. Pastor, I'm taking a decision today. I'm serious. Today, the things I've heard are serious stuff. Pastor, pray for me. Lift your hand high above your head. I see your hand. I see your hand. I see your hand. Yes. You are here, you are not sure. Let me tell you. God, that's why Moses said, I will never move from here until your presence goes with me. I'll wait until you give us a green light. You want to say, Pastor, I want to be born again. If your hand is up, I want you to come to me here in front. Come.
To Jesus. Come.
God bless you, sir. God bless you. God bless you. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus.
To Jesus.
Come to Jesus. Let's close our eyes, lift up our hands, everyone. Let's pray with our brothers. I want you to say this prayer after me. Say, Heavenly Father. Oh, I can't hear you, everyone. Say, Heavenly Father. Today, I realize I am a sinner. I'm very far from you. Your presence is not with me. I've done many bad things. Because I did not have your presence. I had not waited on you. I'm weak. I have no joy. I have no joy. I'm very weak. Today, as I learn to wait on you, I ask you, be my master. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Today, I surrender to you. Receive me. Please wash me. I've done many bad things. Wash my sins. Cleanse me. Make me pure. Make me your child. I am born again. From today, I declare that I am born again. I declare I'm a child of God. I declare I belong to Jesus. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hands. Reverend Eugene, you and your team are following up these souls. So please come. Come. And wait, young man, the pastor there is a senior pastor. And he has a team. They are going to visit you. Where do you live, sir? Kaswa. So are you going to Kaswa right now from here? Yeah. Okay. Where are you going to stay tonight?
Reggie Manor.
So you sleep there sometimes?
Yes.
Okay. So you give your details to Reverend and somebody will call you. Does your phone work?
Yes.
Okay. So give him your number. They will call you. They will visit you. Are you serious about knowing God? They will pray with you. They will teach you how to read your Bible. Do you have a Bible? So, you have some on your phone. You see if it's not the proper one. Because some of them, and even the Bible on your phone is not good. You must have paper Bible that you open. So when a call is coming, it doesn't disturb you. So that's the work he's going to do. They will visit you. They will pray for you. And your friends also. I tell you, 40 years ago, how many years? 40 years ago. Before you were born. Are you 40 years? before you were born, I gave my life to Christ. It's this woman who led me to Christ. This woman. Look at her carefully. She followed me up. So once she finished, then I married her. She has a presence. Strong presence. So one day we'll be having your wedding here. Remove yourself from the nonsense. The bet, do you bet? Okay. But don't do it to destroy you. God will take care of you. Don't do it. That all that work, this pastor will do it. They will make sure you are in church. Now we have decentralized, then he will report to the UCO. You know the UCO. You know the UCO. Okay. They will explain UCO to you. So you are the leader of this group. So go and lead them to follow. One day you'll be a pastor for the Lord. Eh? Is that what?
You are not the first person who tell me this.
Really? Who has told you this before?
Three persons.
Three persons? Then that's it. You say your name is what? You are now Pastor Samuel. Pastor Samuel. So lead your people and follow Reverend Eugene. Clap your hands. Let's welcome our pastor. Our pastor is not Samuel. Our pastor is Kwabena Asamoah. Clap your hands. Let's receive our pastor.
Come on, let your hand clap be loud tonight. I said, let your hand clap be loud. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord tonight. What a beautiful word, Bishop. Thank you very much. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful word. Yeah. Beautiful word. Our sickness has been diagnosed. Now we know why you are weak, bedridden, no waiting. Beautiful. I want you to clap your hands one more time. And also on Monday, go to the podcast and listen again, please. With a notebook and a pen. Yes. Go and wait with it. Bishop George says, go and wait with it. You have your communion tonight. I want you to take it out. Lift up the bread. We eat the communion in remembrance of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross. The cross of Calvary. Tonight, as you eat the communion, may you be reminded of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. The real reason for everything, that is Christ, may be brought to your remembrance. May be brought to your remembrance. The bread of life, the bread of heaven. Lift it up, say, this is the body of Jesus Christ. Say, this is the body of Jesus Christ. Say, as I eat it, I remember the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. The body of Jesus Christ. Eat it. Now lift up the cross. Lift up the blood. I just remembered something that I read yesterday, very interesting, about the cross. Lift up the blood. By this blood, by the drinking of this blood, we are remembering Jesus Christ and his sacrifice on the cross. This is the reason why we eat the communion. It's the reason, the number one reason, to remember the sacrifice and to remember Jesus. Tonight, as you drink the blood, I want you to remember that it's all about Jesus Christ. It's all about Jesus Christ. That's why you need to wait on him. Wait for him. He is the center of everything. Lift up your cup. Say, this is the blood of Jesus Christ. Say, this is the blood of Jesus Christ. Say, as I drink it, I remember the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. Say, as I drink it, I remember the blood of death for my sake. The blood of Jesus Christ. Drink it. Now lift up your hand and receive your blessing. Tonight, I declare that as you learn to wait on the Lord, your strength is renewed in the name of Jesus. I declare that you are becoming one who waits on God. You are receiving a special grace for stopping to go and wait on God. And as you do it, you are receiving strength. You are receiving joy. I said you are receiving strength. You are receiving joy. You are receiving the commandments of the Lord. Receive strength, joy, the commandments of the Lord as you learn to wait on God. May the Lord himself teach you how to wait on him. Teach you how to wait on him. Teach you how to wait on him. Father, we thank you for the body and the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap your hands very loudly and you may be seated.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makenere Cathedral near Valley View University, Oyibi, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.